Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, since 2004, seven underclassmen have captured the girls' tennis state singles title, and all seven have failed to repeat. Matter of fact, the last time we had a repeat champion was a young lady from Anderson Highland back in the spring of 03. That's been 12 years ago. Well, the road to back-to-back titles for Bloomington South's Denise Asquey begins later tonight as Sam Kirchival's South Panthers begin the road to its first sectional title in 3 years. That's what it's all about, and Denise will be the first one to tell you that. That being said, a streak here of 39 straight on the line for this young lady, who hasn't lost a match since June of 2013. Tough this year to even find matches where she's even lost a set, as Coach Sam was telling me.
Well, you know, this tougher schedule has been to benefit everyone, including Denise. I mean, from the beginning, we've gotten her some very tough matches, which, benefits her. And, you know, her maturity, her development over the last year, we've certainly seen in her game, being able to step in, hit a little more offense. But we're certainly handling, some emotions with, tougher matches, as well as, returning as a state champion is a tough spot to be in. So we found ourselves actually losing a set to Michelle McCamey, who's from Kentucky school that we played. She's actually the Kentucky state champion from last year. Denise's maturity there, she kept fighting. So she's had four or five matches that have been very tough.
That is Bloomington South girls tennis coach Sam Kirchival on Denise Asquey. South on its home courts tonight against Martinsville at 5:30. And we could have us, barring any upsets, another North-South championship final on Friday night. And keep in mind, Barb Mills' crew have won three of the last four sectional championships and will be looking to clinch their third regional title in the row. North has Edgewood Thursday at 5:30. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, at least they got in a practice game. Aaron Sauter's Indiana Cutters played last Saturday night in Chicago, got beat 16-6, but they'll have another tune-up, its first locally, as they venture into the Minor League Football Alliance on May 30th. The local Summer Pro 11 will be hosting the Marion County Rockets at 7 o'clock out of the Mustang Corral in Ellettsville after losing their first preseason game. Cardinals beat them 16-6, but that said, Coach Aaron, more positives than negatives.
This year we have probably about 20-25 new players that have previous playing experience, luckily, but they're extremely hard workers and coming out with a great attitude.
How are they, in addition to the attitude, how have they kind of adapted to your system of play offensively and defensively to date?
Extremely well. One thing that I really want my offense and defense to be about is being aggressive. And we have a great group of backs. We have some really talented receivers. I have an offensive line that's got some good chemistry going on. So offensively, I think we have everything we need to have a good running game, but also air it out and really be aggressive on offense. Defensively, we have a ton of talent, just a lot of speed guys. And I like to run some form of a 3-3 stack at most times.
Mm-hmm.
I like to blitz a lot. And we have a lot of talent, really based around that can blitz and beat some linemen and make some plays in the backfield.
Well, that is Indiana Cutters head coach Aaron Sauter. Cutters are back at Edgewood this season after 5 years of playing at Huff Memorial on the city's south side. Admission is $5. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls at 6. Reds game 2 against the Royals, Kauffman Stadium, Kansas City, pregame at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.